If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford, Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. We got a packed show. Sarah Andreas, Robin Andreas, and son Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, Tracy Kahn back again from Joe Cotton Ford with breaking news, and MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Elwood Bunny, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you for the next 3 hours, as we like to say it, or 2 hours and 47 minutes here in Chicago. 312-981-7200. Go around the board here. We're going to start with Sarah from Robert Andreas and Son. What's up, Sarah?
Good morning. How are you?
I am. I'm 4 hours asleep. I picked my wife up at the Swifter Conf. What is it?
It's Tay-Tay. It's more than a Swift. Really, it's Swifties?
Well, that's what you call like the fans.
Okay.
They're Swifties.
Swifties?
No, okay, we got Swifters all over the place yesterday. Okay, so 11:30, pick her up.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm just giving you a tip. If you're coming down to drive your wife or kids home or your husband and kids home, get on the Kennedy if you're going north on the Kennedy. Mm-hmm. After Hubbard's Cave, because not only did we have 67,000 people downtown last night, they decided to repave the Kennedy.
Brilliant.
at midnight.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't want to sit in Hubbard's cover in Hubbard's tunnel there, inhaling asphalt, as your dad says, asphalt. Get on after Ohio. Everybody can thank me tomorrow.
Sure.
2 o'clock at home. 2:30 go to sleep. Bam. 5:30 up, ready
and
to go.
You look great.
So if I pass out,
that's okay.
Just run
you
over here and take over.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am on. I am on empty, and I am on fumes.
Well,
baby.
That means that you're going to be a lot quieter.
Not at all.
Okay.
This is
you're not going to yell once.
Not
right?
at all. Okay. I talk loudly, by the way. 312-981-7200. So that's your little public service announcement. Yep. I don't know if they're
PSA. Right,
if they're doing some paving tonight. So if they are, you might want to get on after Ohio.
That's really nice of you.
It'll save you an hour if you're going north.
You're such a nice guy.
I'm a giver.
Yeah, you are a giver.
The important question is, how was the concert?
Dave didn't go.
Well, what did they think?
All I kept hearing about is my daughter's going to cry today. She's 15, and
aww,
it was an experience, and it was the greatest thing in the world. All I know is I was with my partner.
That's awesome.
At Lucky Strike, we went there to play a little pool. We went across, he's got a 9-year-old. We went across, played some games. We saw the new Superman movie.
How was that?
Which absolutely sucked. It's like a part one. I sat through the whole thing, 2.5 hours of this thing.
It's like all multiverse stuff.
It sucked. All right.
Really?
So,
okay.
So it's a part one. You got to go back for part two. I'm not going to invest another 2-3 hours on this movie.
See.
I wanted an ending.
Yeah, you're not going to get
those. I'm 56 years old. I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I want an ending. I'm not waiting for a part two. Okay. I don't have time for another Star Wars, parts.
All right.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. What are we talking about, Sarah?
Today we're going to talk about what your municipality is responsible for when it comes to public sidewalks, driveway aprons, and curbs, and spoiler alert.
Say that again.
It's nothing.
They're not responsible for anything. Yeah,
no.
Boo.
It's okay.
Well, permitting, will you talk about that?
Yeah, I'll talk about permits.
It's
absolutely
so much fun.
Woo!
Phone number and website if our listeners
want to reach out. Yes, we are Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and you can find us on the web at andreasconstruction.com or give us a call at 708-863-5735.
Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, received a email from a listener today. 92-year young mother passed away, unfortunately. She has a plumbing challenge. I read you the email. We'll read it to our listeners later to get an answer from you as to what she should do. They were getting ready to sell the house. Then they had a plumbing challenge. So I read that on the train down. coming down. Only ran into one homeless person that gave me attitude this morning.
That's not true. What about that guy right at the top of the stairs?
Well, he didn't give me a problem.
He was just
He was dead sleep.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
shoes.
No shoes.
Needed a pedicure.
Dead sleep, but right smoking a cigarette. But
no, he was out.
Yeah.
And he badly in need of a pedicure.
Yep.
So I want to dive a little deeper. Am I right?
You're not wrong.
Okay. And because Jeremy's into getting his nails done.
I am.
That we found out during the last show. You might want to go with the shine instead of the polish. I just want to give you some tips.
That was the kids.
I just want to let you know.
They talked me into it. Thank
guys
you.
With polish, not a good look. You just buff it up, and get the
That's
shine.
That's what I normally get.
Okay.
They talked me into it.
Well, obviously, your kids gave you bad.
I'm a sucker. You're right. Are you kidding me? I get three daughters. They're adorable.
I understand. I got three, and they cost me a fortune. So if you, one of them, Taylor Swift concert ticket. Okay. I said, you're done.
Yeah.
Birthdays, Hanukkah.
Year.
Yeah. Next year's birthday, next year's
nice,
Hanukkah.
Nice.
And your wedding. You're done. 312-981-7200 MegaPro's call text.
I want to try that move.
Bachelorette party you want me to pay for? Gone. So what are we talking about? You got bombed after the last show. We got text messages. You started talking about water heaters and tankless water heaters and different sizes and high efficiency water heaters. I never knew there was that much excitement for water heaters, but you brought it out of our listeners, and it was incredible.
Yeah, no, we really did have a great turnout, so thank you to all of you for that. Thank you to the listeners. Today, we could talk some more about water heaters, but I really wanted to talk about more just things people can do spring to summer, maintenance tips,
nice
ways to save yourself some money, easy solutions so you don't need to call a plumber.
Nice.
Easy solutions to simple problems before they come to big problems.
I mean, for most, Dave...
Right,
he's just
going
to stare at a wall.
Absolutely,
yeah, literally every time. Like it's just it's
he's a service call for sure.
No matter
some people
he's a service
can save
call
money
all the time. Yeah.
Well,
sorry, David. It's my second show.
No, everybody knows me well.
I know you well.
It is cheaper for me to not even walk around my house, just to have somebody come out and say, please walk my house.
You're not wrong.
That's
right. I agree.
Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
Yeah, 847-406-8883 and centerguardplumbing.com.
Tracy Kahn, you last week came in. Your face was all chewed up because he decided to go bumper surfing with his daughter and 300 yards down a driveway. Jeremy, you're looking at me like, what's going on?
Yeah, what is
he? He had a major black eye, stitches.
I have two left.
Oh, you look great.
You look better.
Yeah.
You look
can
a lot
you hear
better.
Me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Good.
Can you hear you?
We don't want to, but yes, you're here and we're forced to hear you. I haven't turned your mic off yet, so you're good. No, but your face was like...
It is. I heal quickly.
My gosh, you look great.
Yeah, I have two stitches. I took three of them out myself, and
nice
there's
job.
Still two left, and I'm trying to get my wife to do that for me.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah, you're like a superhero.
Something like
that. Yeah, nice.
You had something happen on Monday. You didn't fall off the bumper, but you had some breaking news that you want to share with everybody.
We did. After a lot of deliberation, we sold the dealership to Hawk Auto, and we wanted to find somebody that had values like ours, that service was important to them, and so we got together with John Crane and his group, and it looks like it's going to be a great marriage.
And it's called Hawk Ford of
Carroll Stream.
Hawk
Ford of Carroll Stream.
And John, you said, was the new owner?
John Crane.
Is going to be calling at 11:15.
11:15.
Okay, he was supposed to be down here, but he had something come up with the family.
His daughters aren't feeling well today.
Okay.
So
well, family first.
Hopefully everything is okay there. And
yep.
And the phone number is still the same?
Still the same, 630-682-9200 or hawkauto.com.
Let's talk more about that later. And Jeremy, what are we covering today? Other than my new wall you're building for the Team Hochberg podcast.
I mean, that was like a 45-minute conversation over the phone that I had with Dave on trying to explain to him how to build a wall.
Yes.
Like, hey, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. And it was just going back and forth. I finally had to go to his office to be like, what are you trying to do? Like, that's how much you don't know things.
I'm a very visual person.
You're a mortgage guy.
I'm a mortgage guy. You're
a math guy.
I can't.
So, yeah.
Walls going up. So we'll talk about that because that's a simple project.
That's cool. That's
for those who want to reach out, best number. 847-658-8900. I'm supposed to hit this button.
Yeah, you're
button. Hold
on.
I'm a little slow on the update.
We know. Four hours
asleep. Hang on. They got that. Iridian's like, we got to go to break.
847-658-8900.
It's not my first show, Iridian. I got it. Take it easy. 312-981-7200 to MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we're going to follow Iridian's instruction and go to break.
Yep.
312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Sarah Andreas talking about concrete and permitting and then all the good things that's got to do with that from Robert Andreas and Son. After these messages, Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up next.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Question about concrete from a 773 texter. Regarding concrete, that's how the text starts. Is there a cost difference and a performance difference between fiberglass reinforcement and or welded wire fabric? A little technical question starting off the show. So fiberglass reinforcement or welded wire fabric?
So personally, at Andreas and Sons, for our method of reinforcement, we don't use fiberglass and we do not use the welded wire mesh. We use number 3 rebar.
Your dad's a big rebar guy.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Yes, rebar.
He's all excited. You said rebar on the show.
Yeah, he's he
an
probably
angel cool gets his wings.
Buzzword, right? Rebar. Yeah.
So I can't speak to the cost difference, but I could tell you that rebar is an incredibly a better product than welded wire mesh. 100 times better.
Why?
Because when you are lifting the concrete into, when you're lifting the reinforcement into the concrete, when you're actually pouring it, the welded wire mesh has like 4x4 squares, and you're standing on top of that wire mesh while you're pouring down the concrete. The number 3 rebar is placed 2 foot on center, allowing the crew to be able to lift it into the top third of the slab, which is, according to the ACI, the most effective place for the reinforcement to be.
What is ACI, Big Shot?
The American Concrete Institute. Okay. It's a big book of rules about concrete.
Yeah. Look at how much you learned already.
ACI.
Pop
ACI.
Quiz. My brain hurts.
I already knew that, by the way.
Of course you did.
I just wanted our listeners to know what ACI was. I'm just doing a public service here.
Yes.
I think come on.
I know.
It hurts.
I bet it does.
The capacity of information inside this head right now. It just hurts.
That's why it's so big.
That's why it's gigantic.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Because
you're so smart.
Yeah. I go to buy hats. They're like, sorry.
Yeah, you must be brilliant.
But no, it's going to cost you double because we have to sew two together. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. So you were talking about different municipalities.
Yes.
Have different types of challenges.
Right.
And we have thousands of municipalities within this listening area, and everybody's got a different set of rules. Mm-hmm. And it must be frustrating because you could be doing work. I'll just use my town. You've got Northbrook, mm-hmm. you've got Glenview, you've got Skokie, you've got Deerfield.
They're all very different.
And in Northbrook, you have Northbrook, and then you have unincorporated Northbrook when you have Northfield Township. And then you've got a whole set of rules with Northfield Township as opposed to Northbrook. So you could have different set of rules within the same town.
Right.
Yeah. And if you've got a gigantic town that crosses over different counties and different townships, you could have more than two.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So how do you deal with that? And how should our listeners deal with that?
At Andreas and Sons, we have a wealth of knowledge with working with these different municipalities, and that gives us an advantage over the chuck in the truck kind of competition that
we're not
is
allowed
out
to
there.
Call it a chuck in
why
a truck.
Why not?
So Chuck get upset.
Yeah, there's a home inspector. I think it's, was it Donahue?
Don't know.
Home inspection.
Guy by the name of Chuck every time.
Great guy. He's awesome.
Okay.
And he texts us and he says, hey, come on, please don't say Chuck and Chuck because my name's Chuck. So so then we said like Jack in a van, but
Jack
then like
in a van.
Jack started.
But then everybody, so like,
I don't know.
Let's just say like a single person shop.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, a smaller outfit.
You can use Mike if you want. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Mike on a bike.
You know what? Never hire a guy that shows up to do construction on a bike.
Yeah.
Unless it's
red
a motorcycle.
Flag.
They do that in New York.
Okay, well, you know, you're Steve in a sedan. I don't know. Like, that's really what we are competing against are just single man operations that it's like him and his cousins or whatever the time.
They may or may not be insured, licensed,
yes,
and bonded.
Exactly.
They may, yeah, there's a whole bunch of red flags when it comes to that.
Right.
Okay.
So what we do is when I'm on an estimate with a homeowner, usually we're talking about their garage floor, we're talking about their driveway, and then we get to the dreaded public sidewalk, and they look at me and they go, do I have to pay for this? And most of the time the answer is yes. Yep. Municipalities offer 50-50 programs. Some do, some don't. Whether you're on the rotation of being serviced this year or next year, it's totally up to your municipality when they could offer the 50-50 program to you.
And we're going to go deeper into that because I could give you a personal experience in my old house.
Ooh.
Where the concrete was raising and it was
messing with your stuff.
It wasn't safe for the kids riding the bikes.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a 50-year-old guy by the name of David riding his bike either. 312-981, which is what is more important than these kids.
I agree.
Forget about
the kids. They can take a fall. Yeah, you cannot. Yeah,
they got
we
a lot
know
of years
that.
Ahead of them. I could go tomorrow.
How do you get that head on?
312-981 very carefully. 312, it's balance. It's balance. It's called center balance of nature. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros. Call, text, and follow the line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN and 720. More with Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Son after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds
no,
of shape.
You are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well rounded.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
You're solid like a round.
Yeah, let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy's mic off for that.
You're built for tough.
I'm built for tough. Right. I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all of your challenges, real estate, and also, how do you turn this down? I don't know. We got to figure that one out. Hey, Ash, can you work on that? Because that's kind of annoying that it goes that long and it's that low. So there, we got the lady in charge here, so things will get done.
I wonder if that's how our listeners feel about you. It's kind of annoying that it goes that long and it's that loud.
Like,
do they feel the same way?
At 10:07 until like 12:56. Exactly. Can you work on that, Mary Sandberg? To Mary Sandberg. Yeah, the radio is super loud and annoying from 12:07 to 10:07 to 12:56.
It's just a weird coincidence.
Can you work on that?
Yeah.
And our mailbox is full, like
sure,
every day.
I bet.
She just does a complete dump.
I bet.
Another hawk.
Oh, it's Saturday at 1:30.
Yeah,
dump.
Yeah,
dump.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Highland Park, you had a client just with a similar situation earlier this week. The heat and the cold and the different temperatures and the rain gets underneath and it freezes.
Oh, Illinois weather.
It's Illinois weather,
yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And your perfectly, beautifully poured concrete sidewalk 20 years ago doesn't look so beautiful and straight, and it's got a little bumps and jags. And what should our listeners do about it?
Well, we're replacing a lot of driveways right now from subdivisions that were like built in the 70s. That's huge. Everywhere I go, I ask people, that's like one of the big questions I ask on an estimate. When was your home built? Because then I can make an estimation of when your driveway was done. So those sidewalks are ready to be replaced too. And a lot of these homeowners are looking to the municipality like, hey, they should pay for it. They should pay for that. They should pay for the driveway apron because that's on the easement, the public property.
Sure.
And they should pay for the curb. But I'm here to tell you, I have to break that news to people on estimates that most likely they're not going to pay for it. But you can apply for your municipal 50-50 sidewalk program. Now, sometimes when they redo like your road, they might come and do your curb or your driveway apron at the same time. But reaching out to your municipality and getting in contact with your public works department to find out if that's even in the forecast for you.
I'll tell you what we had in the neighborhood I moved out of. They put new sewers in the neighborhood, shut down roads for like 3-4 months, whatever it was, a couple of summers ago. And they don't have any flooding, so nice job,
right,
the Village of Northbrook for that, and Jonathan Carroll, the state rep, for getting the funds for that. But they shut down a huge path of road and chewed up each side, and they'd like, you know, residents only, and they had alternative routes. But they dug up the residents' apron. I mean, it was all gone.
Yeah.
So they came in. Part of the work contract that was done, that they had to do the apron portion of the driveways and the curbs, because a lot of the curbs had the sewer receptacle. Is that the right word?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, sure.
It's not, but
sewer cover.
Roll
like
with it.
You know that
sewer
thing.
Drain.
The drain.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of those had the drain. you know, near their driveway, and they had to dig the drain up in order to put the new.
Oh my god!
I got pretty close.
Yeah. Well, I just heard on
three
the news.
Hours of sleep. Give me a little break.
The news the other day, we got some money from the federal government to replace lead sewer lines.
Oh, nice!
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So we didn't get as much money as we thought we were going to get as a state. But I'm not, you know, an official news reporter. I'm just parroting what I heard.
Yeah.
But that could mean that your local roadway, especially in the city of Chicago, I know a lot of those funds are going to be allocated here. So that could be in your future. But reaching out to your public works department, if you're in the suburbs, your alderman, if you're in the city, those are big resources for you. And the number one thing that you want to say, now, never lie. Never lie.
Yeah,
but
ever.
If,
that's
ever
a
lie.
That's a life rule.
That's a life rule. But when you're reaching out and you want your sidewalks done and you have a trip hazard, hey, my five-year-old grandson was doing 20 miles per hour on his tricycle, flew right off.
It's not lying.
My pregnant daughter tripped over this sidewalk. There's some keywords could be used, and those are. I'm very happy to come trip on your sidewalk if you need me to. but those are some tactics you could use. Yeah. Okay.
See, a guy by the name of John Schrodel told me when I got out of college. I was in his office, and he blatantly lied to a steel mill guy. A guy at a steel mill just blatantly lied to him. He goes, you know what I just did? I go, what? I go, yeah, you just lied to the guy. He's like, no. 1988, graduated. He goes, that's creative storytelling,
Ooh.
Young man.
Wow.
And when you get the difference of between lying and creative storytelling, you're going to be very successful in steel.
Have you ever read the book Green Lights?
No.
Anyone, guys?
No.
Well, let's focus on concrete. We
were talking about creative storytelling. It's by Matthew McConaughey. It's a wonderful Audible book.
We'll have to check that out.
We can't have two guys going off on tangents.
Creative storytelling. It's segueing into the creative storytelling.
Green tree? What is it?
Green lights.
It's
fantastic.
Just to circle back to concrete.
Please do.
Now, on Wednesday, I was on an estimate with a couple owners of apartments buildings. They each have 8 flats, but they all share like a parking lot behind the building.
Sure.
They have one entrance, one driveway apron that is heaving so bad. I actually passed this on my run. It's in my neighborhood. I have fallen personally on it. The municipality fined them, which obviously, I mean, it's a huge hazard.
Yeah.
Now they are responsible, and they are very upset as apartment owners that they are responsible for replacing this. But what I will say is that when you work with Andreas and Sons, we can advocate for you with your municipality. I have no problem calling someone from the village or the city and asking the tough questions to help you if you don't want to be involved in that process. So,
Nice. That's awesome.
What's the phone number for listeners who want to reach out?
708-863-5735. And you could find us online at andreasconstruction.com.
Mike Epping is up next with all of your plumbing challenges. 312-981-7200. Donna's calling in from Iowa with a question for you. She's been on hold for a while. Jeremy, she wants a paint recommendation for a deck that we will help her after the break. We'll read the email that I received from our listener who lost her 92-year-old mother who's on her way to a soccer game. She texted in, so I want you to address that coming out of the box really quick. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WJAN. And at 12:10, we've got Jimmy Graziano from JP Graziano Grocery on Randolph coming in with sub sandwiches and a special offer for all of our WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners. Coming up, we got a packed show, so stay tuned. We'll be back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tell you what, let's bring up Donna in Iowa. What part of Iowa are you, Donna?
I live in LeClaire.
LeClaire, Iowa. You know where that is, Jeremy?
No.
North, south, east, west, central Iowa. Where?
Des Moines?
Eastern, right next to the Mississippi River. Oh,
got it. Okay, now I know.
All right.
So Donna, what's your question? How can we help?
Yeah, we have a deck that's currently painted with acrylic paint. I'd like a recommendation for the best paint to use to repaint it that will last a long time. We're too old to be redoing it all the time.
Okay, so first question is, when was the last time that you painted your deck?
We're not sure because we just moved here a year and a half ago. So
okay. Next question, Donna, is what's happening to the paint on your deck right now?
The floor, there's spots that are discolored. My husband touched them up last year and Look like they're back again. And
is there any paint?
We want it all one color.
Is there any paint? Yeah,
a different color. We want it all one color.
Donna, is there any paint that's lifting up, like chipping or any kind of anything like that?
No, no, it's just kind of washed off.
So, unfortunately, like, paint is, once you go paint, you're always painting, right? So you can't go from like paint to a stain. You have to sand it down. Right. So you can try to condition it. The problem is that paint doesn't last. There really isn't like an amazing miracle paint out there. Every painter says, oh, this paint's the best paint, but that's just because they like using it or they get a discount, right? That's the truth.
Right.
So the prep work is what's most important. The right thing that, like, the best thing that you could do, and it is the most tedious thing to do, is to actually sand that down, condition the wood, put a primer on, and put two to three coats of an actual new finish paint. That's going to give your deck the longest lifespan with a new paint finish. To just put a paint right over that paint, we don't know. You could put an acrylic paint, but you might have to do it every other year because you have to prep the surface.
Mm-hmm. Or you can move.
Yeah, well, they just moved in, Dave.
How do you go and condition the wood?
There's different wood conditioners that you can use that's actually going to prep the wood, again, depending on how old the wood is. We want to open the wood up so it can take a product, and then you could seal it.
It's probably the life, as long as the house is about 20 sure. years old.
The other thing, just you mentioned that you're a little bit older and you don't want to deal with it, is you could switch the deck boards to composite and not have to worry about painting ever again. And if you're going to stay in your house for 7 to 10 years, which it sounds like you will because you just moved in, if you run the math on it, in about 10 to 15 years of maintenance, you're going to pay for the deck composite itself. So it might not saying that that's a great idea. You have to have some funds, obviously, but that is your best option.
Yeah.
I know. Don't shoot the messenger, Donna.
You called him, well, us, Donna. We yeah, told you. Yeah.
I'm really sorry to tell you that news. I wish I could give you better news, but.
And how do you, if we were to keep what we have, condition it then?
That's, you're still going to have to hire a professional because they strip it down and they actually sand it to where they want to get raw wood. So it is not a DIY. You could do it, but oh boy, Donna, it's a process.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you don't want to go through that hassle, you could pressure wash it, clean it, scrape it if anything comes off, put just a primer in that area, and then put two coats of a finish acrylic paint on it and see how that lasts.
What acrylic paint do you recommend?
I would just go, yeah, again, every painter's different. So some people are Sherwin-Williams brand, some people are Benjamin Moore brand, some people are Behr brand. So, I mean, there's good paint out there. Buy a high-quality paint. Don't get the cheap stuff.
Spend the extra money
because it'll be worth it.
Yeah, so the three brands you recommend.
Again, there's a million, but yeah, those are the top three that most painters are going to use.
You have a J.C. Licht in your area over there in Iowa?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No. What's your most popular paint company out by you, Donna? Like, easily accessible?
There's the Sherwin-Williams, and then there's the, what's the other brand that you mentioned?
Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, go in and talk with those guys and gals and get their
prep is what's most important.
All right, Donna?
Okay.
I hope that helps. Okay. You have a lovely day.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mike, here we go. We just lost her 92-year-old mom and working on selling and getting her place ready for sale in the western suburbs. We noticed that there was a leak in some water damage in the drywall. Called the plumber out. It was a wall-mounted
toilet.
And the plumber said, well, we'd have to take it off and replace it with a floor-mounted toilet and repair the drywall and all that stuff. I mentioned that to you, and your response is what to this?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, horrible.
You know, other than that, I will say that it comes down to the bracket or the hanger in the wall for your wall-hung toilet. If that is fine, you know, you can easily, a plumbing contractor can literally just replace the seal and set that for you on the existing that's there without having to move that to the floor. Because taking that, you know, and redoing that drain and vent, and, you know, obviously you're going to be remodeling the floor at that point too, because now you've got to get a flange in the floor. I think, you know, you could call a plumbing contractor if you wanted to call us. You could call us at 847-406-8883. It's as easy as taking some pictures if the toilet is off of the wall. And if we can get good enough pictures, I might be able to tell you whether it's worth, you know, us coming out and trying to reinstall that wall-hung toilet, which would save you a ton of money.
Here, Mike, I got a question.
Yeah.
So let's say the bracket's bad. It's still got to be cheaper than...
To replace the bracket?
Yeah. Like, absolutely. Then opening up... I assume you have to open up the wall.
Yes.
But I'm not damaging the floor.
Correct. And the floor could obviously be a huge expense. So
yeah,
if we could keep to a plumbing repair and possibly some drywall.
So that idea is just...
Yeah, I mean...
That's crazy.
I've heard contractors just telling people they have to immediately, you know, wall-hung toilets are a thing of the past.
What?
I've got one.
You know, yeah.
They're all
over
the place.
My mom just put three in our house.
Every commercial building you walk into, but a lot of plumbers don't want to work on them.
Yeah, they're harder.
They're much harder to install and get level.
Yes. But
anyone
if you're
done
good,
it before, you know, you literally carry a bunch of very large washers with you, and you move them around on all four posts until you can get that toilet level.
Your mom just put one in my house, and when she comes over, she's used to it because she enjoys it so much in her house.
How often is she at your house, Dave?
We won't talk about it. It'll get a little comfortable. What happens? Come on. It's a personal matter.
She's
with
single now, so you're just going to take advantage of that?
I'm just keeping her comfortable. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Here's a perfect example of a contractor, a plumber coming in to a situation, smells blood in the water, and sees a situation where they can pounce instead of giving a simple, easy solution that you just get.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta tear everything up. It's gonna cost you a couple $3,000. No. If you could take the wall mounted tank off and the bracket's good, we'll put another wall mounted tank up instead of redoing all of the plumbing underneath.
Correct.
That's where all the money comes into play.
Correct. And it's very possible that maybe it's not savable.
Right.
But 9 out of 10 times we can fix that situation.
But you can't look at it and just say, oh, you got to rip everything out.
Not normally, no.
Okay. Phone number, we got to hit a break because the radio's
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com, which I forgot to mention earlier.
Okay. She's very forceful. Break.
That's okay.
Break. I mean, it's like Julian last week.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like my first show.
Everybody's yelling at you all the time.
God, I've never done this before. 312-981-7200. Some will say that. It seems like I've never. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Okay. You teed it up.
312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Holmes from Chicago on 720 WGN. More with Mike Epping from CenterGuard Plumbing after these messages.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford. Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas and Sons. And Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got a packed show coming up. We're going to be talking about David Ramsey faces a $150 million lawsuit over timeshare exit promotions. Whoops.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
Come on, David.
Made $30 million. Yeah, Mr. Ramsey.
I mean, he is the money guy.
He is the money guy. He's a religious money guy. Everybody believes in him. Yep, everything David Ramsey
Some of his
says.
Stuff is cool, though, right?
And some of it's good, some of it's garbage.
Okay, so take it with a grain of salt.
Right. Well, especially if you're
trying to get out of a timeshare.
Timeshare, $150
yes, definitely take it with a grain of salt.
You got $30 million to promote.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Mike wanted to, Mike Epping from CenterGuard Plumbing wanted to talk about inspection items and tips that you could give around the house, right? That listeners can do to tune up their house for the spring. Well, we're in the spring, going in the summer to make sure that a minor problem that they have now that they might not know that they have now, just by a visual inspection, they could maybe fix it themselves, or maybe it is a larger problem that they need a greater scope of knowledge and a greater scope of help that they might have to call you to fix.
Yeah, a couple things. I just wanted to point out first, I know a lot of people have used their hoses already this year, but this is a big one, you know, and we have a lot of people, we've replaced so many outside spigots this year, and it really wasn't that horrible of a winter. And what people do is they'll just hook a hose up to them, and they'll start watering their lawn or washing their car, And an hour later,
they got an inch and a half of water in their basement.
Or more in their basement.
Yeah.
Why?
So, because the outside silcock is what it's called, freezes on the inside of the home and splits.
Remember that, like, what my dad wasn't always insisting in October? Hey, disconnect your hose, disconnect your hose, disconnect your hose.
Joe Hogel, Megapro's Joe, he was a stickler.
And everyone should do that for sure.
Yes. Correct.
But what you can't assume
is that it's still a functioning.
That it still works.
Okay.
Because when you go out there and turn that, you know, handle and turn that on the outside of the home and no one's in the home in the basement.
So I need two people. It's a two-man
job. It's a two-man job.
Two,
would be great.
Two-man, two-woman, two people.
Everyone should do that because otherwise you might be a restoration company might be your next step.
Okay. What's it called again?
Outside spigot silcock. Or silcock?
Silcock.
You just wanted to say silcock.
I just wanted to know the official term.
Sure. Silcock. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. So that's a big one.
Yes. So oh, okay. I love that. So anytime you go to turn your
hose, for the first time that year.
Wonderful.
Yep. Let's make sure it hasn't split inside your home and flood your basement.
Cool. Wonderful.
So that's one.
Go ahead.
Now, what if you don't have a basement? Where would that water go? I don't.
Yeah. If you lived on a slab or a crawl, it would go into the crawl.
Ooh.
If you're in a slab, it would go into your home.
Yeah.
Okay. So keep an eye on the crawl space then. Open up the hatch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Is it typically right under where the spigot is located,
yes. The crack is?
Yeah, it's going to be literally on that spigot that point comes into your house. It's either 8, 10, 12 inches long, but the washer that seals is inside your home. So you leave water in there over the winter or leave the hose on and it can't drain out, it splits inside your house even though the shutoff is on the outside.
Yep.
And you will flood your home.
That's why MegaPro's Joe always says.
Oh, yeah, every time.
To
very
unhook
smart
it.
Man.
Yep, October.
All right, so what's another one?
Another one. Sewer smell. Odors in your home.
This is so common.
I cannot tell you how many times we get calls a week where people think that they've got, you know, some kind of horrendous odor that's plumbing related, and it is.
It is. Well, truth be told, that's exactly what it is.
It usually is.
Okay.
It's usually either a trap or a floor drain. Has evaporated and is no longer has water in it, and it allows the sewer gas into your home.
Or their teenage kid that doesn't shower.
Well, so picture that, right?
Could be that.
You got a basement shower. Let's say nobody goes in the basement anymore, or let's say no one uses that shower anymore, right?
Yep.
Eventually, that will smell like sewer.
Absolutely.
Eventually. Almost guaranteed, right? Would you?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. It definitely at some point will, for sure.
Correct. So
jacuzzi tubs, a lot of people never use them.
Correct.
You know?
So
what do you do? You pull water in them if you smell a sewer smell. But a nice little trick is to throw vegetable oil.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
And that'll sit on top of the water, and it'll keep the top of the trap from evaporating. But it's still going to evaporate on the wayside. Yeah.
Okay, so let's dial this in because some of our listeners are going to go out there and get the vegetable oil and dump it in.
Not a lot.
So what?
The whole bottle.
Right. No.
Well, they can if they want, but there's no need to do that.
Okay. So are we talking a cup of water, a bucket full of water, a gallon full of water to flush the system, and a quarter cup of vegetable
what's
oil?
Mixture?
I mean, what are we looking at?
I mean, you've got different size traps.
Right.
Could be 4-inch, could be 3-inch, could be 2-inch, could be 1.25-inch. Yeah. So just run the faucet. If it's a floor drain, you know, dump a bucket of, you know, a foot gallon bucket's going to fill the trap and just dump in a cup of vegetable oil.
So one
on any of them.
Okay.
One cup.
Yeah.
Maybe even a half cup
half
on
cup.
1.25.
If you're scarce on vegetable oil,
I mean, it's cheaper than canola oil, maybe
in a recession, so money's tight, inflation's up.
All right, so a gallon, just general rule of thumb, a gallon of water.
And a cup of vegetable oil.
And a cup of vegetable oil. How many times a year, if they're not using that drain, should they do that?
Maybe once.
Once a year.
Maybe not even once.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's,
until
preventative
it smells again.
Until
it smells
again. The minute you smell it, that's the first thing you do.
Okay.
And
you walk up to your floor drain, and you can take a flashlight and shine it in there, and if you don't see water in the trap, bingo.
Okay.
There's my problem. Same thing in the shower.
Now, if you live in a condo, you might want to get a new roommate. I'm just saying.
Like, because they're smelly?
Yeah, if they're
is
smelly.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah,
I can't help with that.
We can.
I mean, we can. Jeremy can.
Sure, exactly. Yeah,
put an exhaust fan in every room, hallway.
Yes, we can. I was going to say dirty deeds done dirt cheap. We'll get them out of there.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way
so
to get that bad roommate out of there.
For the
yes, exactly.
You got one more before the break?
Ashley needs your help.
Yeah, I do. And then who needs my help?
No,
Ashley on the phone.
Okay.
Jeremy's.
Water alarms.
Oh, yeah.
Really cheap. You can pick them up at a home center or
Ace
Hardware. Put them next to your water heater, your floor drain, and your furnace are all sump. Normally right next to each other. Your sump pit, your ejector pit.
Yep.
It's battery operated. Put it on the floor. Anything leaks, you know you got a leak.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that don't go down in their basement for a month.
Or crawl or space. I mean, crawl space.
You might not hear it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Okay.
But you can actually buy, you know, Bluetooth, like water.
You?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
You can put them below your, like, say, your toilet. You could put them below the sinks.
Can I get an alert on my phone?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
That's
Everyone should
level,
have that.
That's more expensive.
Of course.
I mean, they now even have valves, shutoff valves on the main of the house that you can turn off with your cell phone.
Interesting.
Now, is that something you install, those Bluetooth?
Absolutely.
Ooh, very
And do
cool.
you do whole house shutoff valves?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. I want to talk to you about that after the break, after later on the show.
But that's a great home maintenance. Like, every single person should have that.
But the main people are the people that own homes up north.
Yes.
Or out of state.
Yes.
They don't forget to turn their water off.
He's looking at me.
Are they going to drive up there, or are they just going to go bink and shut it off just by pushing a button on your phone?
Does it make that noise?
Bink, bink.
Okay.
Like and that? I will tell you that you will save 10 to 15% on your overall homeowner's insurance policy with a home. At least I did. At least my insurance agent said if I had a home water, whole water shutoff system, I would save 10, 15% on my premium, which is
that's
a substantial amount of money. My concern is, I want to talk to you later in the show, is does it impact the current flow of water into the house? I mean, that's my only concern.
Do you want me to answer or wait?
Yeah. Answer.
It does not affect that. No.
Okay. Will you do it for $300?
No.
312-981-7000.
I'm going to go with Jeremy on that.
312-981. Can't even get the truck out there for $300.
You cannot.
312-981-7200. The MicroPost call, text, and photo line. We've got John Crane, the new owner of Hawk Ford and Carroll Stream.
Of
Carroll Stream, formerly Joe Cotton Ford.
Correct.
So now it's Hawk Ford of Carroll Stream.
Yes.
All right, we got John coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Also, we got Jim Graziano from J.P. Graziano Grocery Store here on the west side, on West Randolph Street, coming up next at the top of the hour with sandwiches. 312-981-7200, MicroPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when you turn the mics on. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Text message 773. Love you guys, all what you talk about. It would be helpful to a listener to not talk over one another. Thanks, Marlene. So thank you for that point, Marlene. We will take that to heart. David Ramsey, by the way, making $450,000 a month to promote this
timeshare
exit promotion. It's easy to be able to afford a 15-year fixed mortgage that Mr. Ramsey and Susie Orman strongly recommend when you're making millions of dollars a year.
Yep.
Okay. And the general public has trouble making their car payment and their mortgage payment. So so give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get out of your white pearly tower there and let's talk about people on a daily basis, like selling their business to a gigantic car company who's well known in the area. So you want to give us an overview here, Mr. Khan?
Yes. Yeah, so, for years, I've known John Crane. I went to Hawaii with him. I went to Provence, France with him. He's a great guy, very down to earth. And every year we have the new car intro show in Vegas. And I spent a lot of time with the Hawk group, with both Gus's. There's two Gus's. Mark, who is the general manager of Hawk Ford of Carroll Stream. Mario. And, of course, John. And it's a bunch of great people. And if there was somebody that I wanted to take over what I spent 42 years building, this was the person.
Well, let's introduce him. John, how are you? John Crane from Hawk Ford. What's going on, buddy?
Well, great. I feel great. And thank you for inviting me on the show. And a big tip of the cap to Tracy Khan and his team. I want to tell you that, you know, we're locally grown guys. So I'm from Chicago. And you know, every dealership that we own is pretty much in Chicago, except for one that's outstate. And, you know, I can say that taking over a dealership, we've actually never taken over a successful business. Everything's been kind of distressed, and Tracy's and his family's run a very successful business there. And I want to just kind of give a big tip of the cap when it comes to the employees that are there. I mean, what a great attitude that everyone has had. It's the first time we've ever taken over a store, and every single employee has stayed.
Wow. That's
think
huge.
About that. I mean, yeah, that's a big vote of confidence, not just in us, because the people who laid the stage for what was to come was Tracy and his wife, Pam, and, you know, the entire team that was there, Joe Cotton Ford. I mean, so thank you very much for a great welcome.
Well, I got a question for you. The first time I heard of Hawk Ford was when your group took over the Southside operation in Orland. I think it's Orland.
It was Oak Lawn.
Oak Lawn.
And that's where we got our name. We bought Hawkinson Ford from the Hawkinson.
That's what it was.
We also had been there for many, many years, and we asked their permission to use the name. I think on the South Side, we all just called it Hawk Ford. And so we kept that name, and it was a big help to us, and we did a very, you know, great business there with a lot of great people. But we recently sold that to the Napleton, Steve Napleton and his family.
Sure.
He's got, I think, 8 or 9 sons, and he's looking for dealerships for every one of them. So.
Well, that's good. So with Tracy and Joe Cotton Ford underneath your umbrella now, how many dealerships does that bring you to, John?
So we have 10 retail locations and two, well, we do a lot of wholesale parts sales, so we have 2 wholesale parts warehouses. But we have over 17 franchises, if you count them all the way the manufacturers do.
Wow.
Everything from Aston Martin to Subaru and Volkswagen. We have 3 Ford stores and a couple of Chevrolet stores, and they're all kind of located just about 10 miles outside the city or a little bit more. So we know what it's like. We sort of bridge that gap between the densely populated city and the suburban, what people need. People still want, as we found out during the pandemic, that the cars still really matter to everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, from, you know, people just needing a car to get to work that don't really have an emotional attachment to it, to other cars that people love and, you know, go to car shows and they put a lot of time and effort into caring for a car.
I'll tell you what, I asked around, right, because I knew the name, and Mike Hillstrand from Chicago Land Chevy dealer speaks highly of you as well. So you've got a great reputation in this market, a great reputation within the industry, and we're just excited to have you be part of the show and hope to meet you soon. I know that we had some challenges with your daughters today. I hope they're feeling better and hope to get you in studio one of these days soon.
Yeah, we have tickets for a Taylor Swift concert, so we're on full, you know, Cura kit of 48-hour flu and 24-hour mode here.
I recommend the helicopter.
My Abby, who's at home on a couch, yeah. You know, get better, honey.
No, I recommend taking the helicopter to Soldier Field today. I'm just a guy that sat into almost 3 hours of traffic last night. The helicopter's the mode of transportation, or some type of boat from maybe Belmont Harbor.
I did that once.
Or Evanston. Maybe yeah. Get on a Northwestern and take the boat down. John, I'm just trying to save you about 3-4 hours of your life that you'll never get back.
Believe it or not, one of the guys in our group has like one of those obstacle courses that you run on. And so we've had the kids shimmying up and down a rope just in case we get
a little Blackhawk down. Just make sure they're not the last one off the helicopter, because bad things happen, especially in movies, if you're coming off the helicopter last.
Yeah, it's not allowed to be filmed.
Well, thanks for calling in, bud. I hope your daughters have a speedy recovery. Have fun tonight. It's a great show, according to my wife and daughter. And I look forward to meeting with you and having our listeners get to know you better down the road.
Thank you so much, and God bless.
God Thank bless. You. Take care, buddy. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Iridian's in my ear. We got to go to break. I know we got to go to break. We got Hawk Ford owner on the. We can't cut the guy off mid sentence.
Sure. No way.
If Tracy Conn would have called in, would have cut him off. Yeah, Tracy got to go to break. Sure. But we got John on. Forget it. Leave Mr. Crane alone. He's Mr. Crane.
Mr. Crane.
He's got 17 dealerships.
Yeah. We're going to call
got
him Mr.
one.
Crane.
It's Mr. Crane.
Yeah.
312-981-720. All due respect, Tracy. Yeah. You know, you're
out. I understand.
This is the new guy.
I'll stay in my lane.
I mean, you're lucky. The mic's still on. 312-981-7200.
back on?
For another hour and a half. I don't know. Maybe. Well, we probably could cut it off now. Now we got John. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know it's a very stressful time. Big transition.
Yeah. Better. But you know what? These guys, let me tell you something. These guys are professional, and they really made it easy.
All right. We'll talk more about it after the break because Kleppen's frothing at the mouth there. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. It's tough selling your business.
It is. It is. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the next chapter. And the biggest thing for me was to be comfortable with who was taking it over. Because after 42 years of building a business, you want to make sure, and if you had, I mean, it's like your child. So you want to make sure that it's taken care of, and you want to make sure it's in good hands, and that's what I did.
And,
so,
and the Hawk brand has been around. I remember, I'm like, who the heck are these? Who's Hawk Ford back in the day, right? And they did a lot of White Sox sponsorship and with the players, and then they were all over the Blackhawks broadcast. So it's a pretty well-known organization within the car industry and within this market selling those types of cars that they have under their umbrellas.
It is. And the other part that John didn't happen to mention, John's kind of very humble
like me.
Yeah, well,
okay,
his head's not quite as big as yours, but he's much more humble. But what he didn't tell you was that he also owns Golf Milford. That was his first Ford dealership. That's which you should have talked to him about, because you could have seen it from where you grew up.
That's right around there. I grew up in Golf.
I know.
I grew up at West Oaks and Hamlin. That's in my backyard,
and that's the biggest Ford dealer in the state.
Wow. No way.
I didn't know that.
Golf Mill Ford.
Golf Mill Ford.
With that heavy, chunky guy in the white shirt. That's their logo guy, with the heavy set guy. Push and pull. Bring your car in for whatever trade.
He's just an actor. John and his brother Joe are very thin. They're
like me. 312-981-7200. Keep going. 312-981-7200. Keep it going. Yeah. Andreas in my garage apron on May 11th. Great job. And nice to get my car in the garage again. Even met Sarah's dad. Thanks, Sarah. I don't know how great that was, but that usually is a deal breaker. But this time, met your father and it didn't screw up the deal.
Yes. Okay. And an interesting fact about driveway aprons, most municipalities don't want us to put any rebar in them so they could excavate them easier for plumbing work. Just a little side note. Most driveway aprons will not have rebar.
Does that make it less strong?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
I would never request that.
Yeah, but that's required by our aprons.
Got it.
So
312-981-7200. Why would you never request that?
I want what's best for the customer. I mean, why would I want them to put an inferior product in there? If we've got to dig it up, we'll dig it up.
Yeah,
there you go.
Just fine. Yeah. They got saws.
Dave and Winnecke, you've got a question about a water alarm.
I do. So, you guys were talking about water alarms for the break. I want to know if there actually is a water alarm for a bathtub. Now, my wife and daughter will start the tub, leave the room, which makes me very nervous, and then come back. But sometimes I wonder if we're going to have an emergency here with the tub overflowing. So do they have a water alarm out there for a bathtub?
Yeah, they do have an alarm, but you know the problem you're going to have with it is it's a small, I mean, it's about the size of a quarter, most that I've seen. And if you were to put it on the tub ledge, you'd only really be able to have it there, you know, while it's filling. Because if, you know, younger kids or people are splashing, or if you're showering and water's getting on the tub ledge, the water alarm's going to go off. If they get any water on the floor and you've got one below the toilet, alarm's going to go off. So you could do something like that, but you know,
you find them online?
Yes, you can find them online. Absolutely. Otherwise, if you wanted just a simple battery alarm, you know, like you could buy at Home Depot or Lowe's or a hardware store. Do you have something to add to this, Jeremy, at all?
Yeah, I mean, I get the dilemma, right? I would just tell them, don't leave the bathroom, but I get
that. That would be nice if they didn't do that.
I understand.
I'm running in to make sure the bathtub, you know, turn it off.
I mean, I would say the same thing. It's just one of those regular basic ones. They could, I mean, that's kind of a process, but they could put it at the top of the tub, and then when and if that does overflow, then they immediately get that alarm, but it's not going to stop the water from coming.
Right. The plumbing question I have for you, sir, is, I mean, you should have an overflow on your tub.
Yes.
It shouldn't overflow.
But I think the water comes in too fast that the overflow cannot handle it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think I gave you a great answer with a water alarm.
No, it's really not a solve-all problem for you.
It's not.
The solve-all is they don't leave the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Or take showers.
Okay.
Or fill it more slowly.
Yeah, or just fill it slower. You know, Dave, don't jack up the water. Just go slow and to where your water overflow drainage system can handle it.
The only other goofy idea, if you really wanted like 1,000% guarantee, is you could put like a glass door. Like, do you have a shower door or is it a curtain?
No, this is a separate tub.
Oh, separate tub completely. Yeah, forget it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, so
you have to be a responsible bath taker, Dave. And there's rules and regulations.
I'd put a sign up.
My wife and daughter who's doing this.
Dave, I'd put a sign up that just says, if take bath, and then just follow these instructions.
Now, does your wife wear makeup?
Yes.
Okay, so here's a method. Take her makeup bag and put it on the floor, because that makeup bag is worth at least $300. What's in there?
Oh, that's a good idea.
So she's motivated.
Yeah, that's motivation. Yeah, we're solving real-world problems.
I've got a better solution, Dave.
Okay.
Redo the bathroom and remove the bathtub.
That's a good one, too. I like
You're
that
welcome.
One, even better.
Yeah. Just put it in the front yard.
Yeah.
One North Shore, David, to the next other, next North Shore, David. You know,
Dave to Dave.
I'm right down the street. I'm not in Winnetka, but I'm right down the street in Lowly, Northbrook, so I'd be more than happy to come to Winnetka and show you guys how to do it a little further east of me, all right?
Sure. Yes, I am.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Flurk. Right. Thanks for playing along here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to go to James real quick, then hit a break. I know already, and we're past the break. My goal, Iridian, is this show is to drive you crazy and not hit a break on time. That's my, and it's working. It's
nice.
Then when you go do your John Hanson show coming up next, Let's Get Legal, you'll hit the brakes because John's very inattentive about him. We just go. So don't worry about it. 312-981-7200. Jimmy, you got a question in Tennessee about oil and water. Go.
Well, I hate to challenge the master, but vegetable oil will turn rancid. So you put vegetable oil in your drain and you'll get a rancid oil smell. I would recommend using 3-in-1 oil. An old guy years ago taught me that trick put 3-in-1 oil that you can buy at Walmart and put that on top of your drain water.
And that'll never go rancid, James?
Nope.
Okay.
I've actually used vegetable oil in my own home, and I've never had a rancid smell.
Here's my question.
That's interesting.
My question is, which smells worse, rancid oil or sewage smell? Right? I'm just trying to...
It's a health thing, too.
If you put vegetable oil in there, you could also end up with like sewer flies or gnats. Because they're attracted to it's a vegetable, it's a food, and it's organic. Whereas 3-in-1 oil is not organic, so it's and it doesn't smell.
Okay,
but I do it. my church basement, they have a drain that never gets water because it's for the air conditioner.
Yep. Yeah,
and I went in there and it was like, oh my God, I'm walking into a sewer. And so I grabbed a can of 3-in-1 oil, and it's been a year.
All right. Okay.
And hadn't come back.
Well, thanks for the tip, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product that works equally as well down in Tennessee. You're talking a drain talk here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. Thanks for your call, Jimmy. I'm sorry, James. James from Tennessee, 312-981-7200. Jimmy Graziano. I call him Jimmy.
Of course. You're near and dear.
It's Jim.
I could look at your physique and tell that you are really good friends with the owner.
J.P. Graziano Grocers in the West Loop.
Correct.
Been there forever.
Yeah.
He's coming up at the after the top of the hour. You've got a story. You could run down to the green room to share it with him. 312-981-7200 at this break. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN AM 720. More calls coming up after these messages. Stay tuned.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jeremy, you've got a mess on aisle 5 here from Yvonne in Northbrook. Yvonne, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Where in Northbrook do you live? Not specifically.
Yeah, not your address.
Across from the Y.
Oh, I know where you're at. Okay, phenomenal. You're 3 minutes from my house. So you said here that you got
where
an
estimate.
I live over by Temple Bethel, or Beth Shalom on the west side.
Okay.
We have a lot of we have a lot of synagogues in North. A lot of fellow members.
Sure,
tribal
That's
members.
True.
Yeah, so I'm west of Temple Beth Shalom.
Yeah, okay. I see.
You know where we're at, right? We could walk and have coffee over at.
That's right.
Once Upon a Grill. So I've got you said you called here, called for gutters to Megas.
I called for gutters and. Someone came out about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, I don't know. And then I called several times and no one's responded.
Okay.
Right. So, Jeremy.
Yes.
What's going on, Jeremy?
I know.
Well, one of my lawnsmen, one of my neighbors in Northbrook's not happy right now.
Well, Yvonne, I'm here right now, so I can't call you. No, we'll look into that, Yvonne. I am so sorry. So our support staff will contact you today and we'll take care of you.
You will get a call today, Yvonne.
Huh? How do you know where I live?
You just said you're over by the Y.
But you're not.
No.
You have to come to the house to look at it?
Yeah, Yvonne, our support staff will call you today, and we'll take care of you, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
all right,
hang out. Probably be calling right now.
Hang out for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product, Yvonne. 312-981-7200. Things like that happen.
Sure, of course.
We all own businesses here. Yeah. We all. You know, sometimes one gets through the five hole.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not, you know, sorry, it's what you do to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
Just admit your mistake and go.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Tracy Conn, you don't own the dealership anymore, so I don't know if this applies to you. Are there any special financing options on any Fords, current model Fords? That's what a texter wants to know.
Well, I know that there was special financing on the 22 models, and as I said last week when we were on, we had bought truckloads of 22 Ford Escapes. We have had several Ford pickup trucks. I'm not there now, so I can't tell you what we have. But if you call Mark and his team at 630-682-9200, I'm sure you'll be well taken care of.
All right. Any 847, any recommendations of financial institutions in Nevada to secure a HELOC? Yes, I do. I will call you. After the show, BMO doesn't have a footprint out in Nevada. And what we learned trying to help your brother in Colorado, BMO doesn't have a footprint within the state, they can't help those individuals. But they're in the process of merging, of acquiring Bank of the West. And once that all goes through, eventually they'll have footprint in the West Coast.
Right, but we know that you can write a mortgage in Colorado.
I could write a mortgage in Colorado.
Because
I could write a mortgage
do it for my son
in 47 states, but not a HELOC.
Right.
Because I'd rather kick those over to a bank. It's just more efficient, better rates, and doesn't jam up the system here. What if a tree on the parkway causes the sidewalk to lift? Should the village pay 100% or 50-50?
The village will probably pay 50-50 if you get in line and do it with their contractor on their timeline.
All right. 847. I had a plumber replace a hose bib and put a cutoff shutoff inside of my house. Does that shutoff actually do anything to help me? So what the heck is this person talking about with the hose bib, with the shutoff cutoff and all that stuff?
So explain the hose bib is the part of the faucet that's on the outside of the home.
Okay.
The cutoff or shutoff valve that she's talking or he is talking about is an actual either gate valve or ball valve inside of the house.
That's the lever thing?
That is plumbed in before that actual outside spigot. And that is very important because if you were to go out and turn your water on and you've got that leak in your basement, now you can shut off one valve to one spigot and leave the rest of the water in your house on and go about your life until you can get that repaired. So we always put a shutoff valve in the house anytime that we put an outside spigot in.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Oh, my gosh, I just found out I have that leaking silcock. Who do I need to replace the faucet? Okay, 630. So there, a listener must have turned on their hose
found out.
After we talked about it, and whammo, they got water. What number should they call?
You can call CenterGuard Plumbing at 847-406-8883 or go to CenterGuardPlumbing.com. And make an appointment over our website.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got Jimmy Graziano from JP Graziano Grocer, Grocery coming up off of Randolph in the West Loop, the maker of the most delicious sub sandwich.
I've been told.
In the city of Chicago.
I've been told.
We're bringing it in. We've got a special for WGN listeners. Figured I would try something new, stimulate, you know, try to encourage the WGN sales staff to get off their chairs.
Tuchuses.
To try to get a sponsor for the lunchtime. And I'm like, I'm going to give it away to my friend Jimmy to see how successful it is. The month of June is J.P. Graziano Sandwich Day here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. And every week, Jimmy's going to give a special promotion for those that go in so we could track it.
Nice.
And see how successfully, wonderfully, amazing this program is.
Awesome.
And we get free sandwiches. 312-981-7200. We get a huge perk. Huge. And they're delicious. Jimmy's coming in, coming up next. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Tracy Kahn of Joe Cotton Ford. Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons. And Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Anybody that's listened to the show for more than 5 minutes knows that I love to promote local businesses. And one of the local businesses that I love to promote is a guy that I've got a relationship with, a professional relationship. No snarky comments, Jeremy Hogle, who's not on camera anymore. He's at
I don't even know if I'm on. Oh, I got a mic.
Yeah, you are. Okay. Your microphone six is my good friend, Jim Graziano from J.P. Graziano Grocers. How long have you been in business? We talked about this during the break, but I find it fascinating, and I think our listeners would love to hear the story.
Thank you for having me, first of all. Appreciate the friendship and support, as always, David.
Of course.
Next week, June 7th, will be our 86th anniversary there.
Awesome.
My great-grandpa opened June 7th, 1937.
Same location.
Same location, right on the corner, Randolph and Peoria. Started as an importer, wholesale food distributor. I grew up, you know, 8 years old. You started coming down to work with Dad, learn how to drive a forklift before I knew how to drive a bike. Loading up people's cars, sweeping floors, cleaning bathrooms, the whole deal. Got into it after college. Started doing sandwiches pretty quickly thereafter. Those went very well. Neighborhood absolutely blew up.
Yep.
Eventually phased out wholesale and now full-time sandwich shop.
You've seen that West Loop. That went from a food distributor heaven.
Yeah.
That was where the trucks were on the inner lanes and the traffic went down the center lanes. But now it's completely changed to Restaurant Row.
Hotel Row as well.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Nobu Hotel opened up about 2 years ago, right across the street from us. Three other hotels in the area, two more coming. Nonstop construction.
McDonald's, so. Oprah went down. McDonald's took
worldwide
over that
headquarters
space.
Headquarters for McDonald's, a couple blocks down from us. It's just, it's indescribable. I mean, when I started doing sandwiches, I felt like, you know, we have such a great spot, such a long history, unbelievable interior. Let's get people into the neighborhood. And I felt like, you know, people were going to start living down there because it was like cool, like, you know, New York meat packing district and stuff. I'd be lying to if I told you I knew it was going to get as far as it has now. It's beyond anybody's dreams.
Just to give our listeners a pinpoint of where you're at. Halsted, just west of the Kennedy.
Yep.
Halsted Street is 800 West.
Right.
And you're where?
901. So
two blocks.
Kennedy, get off at Randolph. You can only go right, come west. Two blocks up, we're on the southwest corner.
You're on the southwest corner.
Yeah.
You're making the best sandwich. You brought us the Italian. You want to tell us a little history of this sandwich that everybody's wolfing down as if they haven't eaten in 4 days?
So when you kindly invited me to do this as a month-long series, you know, there's a lot of fun ones on my menu that that I definitely want to spotlight. But to me, you have to start with the Italian, right? Anybody new walks in my store, they're like, what do I get? They're looking through the menu. Get the Italian. Like any other restaurant you go to, like, get the most simple thing on the menu. You got to be able to hit a grand slam on your cornerstone stuff. So, you know, there's not a lot of secrets in there, man. It's domestic provolone, Genoa salami, mortadella, hard salami, hot capicola, lettuce, tomato, vinegar, oregano. You slice that fresh to order. You put that on a piece of D'Amato's fresh bread. it's hard to top that, man.
Everything is fresh and it's cut that day. You're not cutting it, right? Everything
it's
is
not. I mean, it's more than cut that day. It's cut when you order it.
When you order,
yeah. You know, wow. We started. So when we were talking before we got on the, when I started, we'd make 40, 50 sandwiches for the entire week, right? And we would slice them fresh to order because I didn't want to over-slice anything, sure. Have salami sitting around. What do you do with it the next day? And then as we grew, I felt that that was such an important, integral part of why people were liking us. You know, it's you could slice a whole thing of salami at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's great at 9:30. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not so much. You know, so that's, I think that was one of the things that separated us, made us a little different. And we make quite a bit more than 50 in a week now. And I'm telling you, every single sandwich you get from us is sliced when you order it.
Hey, Jim, what else do you make? Worm sandwiches?
Yeah, so. It's a simple
everything
menu.
Everything is subs.
So when, you know, it's a warehouse that I'm in. Mm-hmm. It's not a kitchen. I didn't grow up in a restaurant.
Hold on. Yep. You're walking into the 1940s.
Yeah.
I
know what you mean.
When you walk through the front door of J.P. Graziano Grocery on the corner of Randolph, 900 West Randolph, it is like transporting you back into the 1940s grocery store. It is surreal. That's what made just the experience. If you've never been to the restaurant, and I had an office when I was at, you know, a previous mortgage company, 3-4 blocks down, I used to walk down and have sandwiches all the time. And, you know, that's how I got to know Jimmy and his sister who ran it. And she, don't mess with her. Forget about it. Okay, you might leave with a couple of less fingers if you go in there. But you walk in the front door. I'm telling you, Tracy, it's like a 1940s grocery store, old school Italian grocery store. It's just the feel of the joint that's unbelievable, and that's the best way to describe it.
You hit it on the head. It's and I've made a ton of changes over the years. You know, it's business wise, but the things I never touched is what makes us us. You know, and the look and the feel of that place, and the old school beams and the wooden ceiling,
exposed beams.
That's cool. What it is, man. That's part of what gives us our unique style and look. So, yeah, to put it simply, I mean, we make sandwiches. I have our own, obviously branded giardiniera that same recipe since the 1950s,
which is fantastic.
But even that's manufactured somewhere else. There's no manufacturing facility there. There's no kitchen in there. It's a warehouse that's now turned into a sandwich shop, and we make sandwiches.
But you also brought us cannolis, and holy cannoli, are they good?
The same thing. You know, those we fill those fresh every single morning. Il Giardino Bakery, Northwest Side, Harlem Avenue, that's kind of where I'm from around, still live there out there today. And Enzo's a very dear friend of mine. And a cannoli needs to be fresh that day. You get the crack in the shell, obviously a delicious filling. We use the Armorena cherry as a garnish instead of the pistachio and avoid all the nut allergies, anything like that that's kind of prevalent for today. It also makes it pretty unique. It's the same philosophy. It's you fill it fresh to order. If there's a couple left for the day, my crew takes them home. They're happy, I'm happy, and you fill a ton the next day.
All right, so what's the special WGN listeners, yes. Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners, you've got every week, well, during the month of June, it's going to be the same special.
Yep.
You just talked about the cannolis. I've had a number of them.
You have.
And I've talked about them on the
all
show.
All in one day.
And I've got proof that they are delicious. Yeah. They are phenomenal, and that cherry is what makes it.
I think so, too.
Forget about it, okay? Now, I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you, it's the best cannoli I've ever had, and I've had a lot of cannolis. So during the month of June, what's the special, Jimmy? Where do they go?
We're giving WGN listeners free cannoli all month long. So our website where you order sandwiches for pickup, delivery, catering is jpgraziano.com. First page that pops up right on the top in the middle, it say enter a promo code. You type in WGN. It's going to activate the code with your order. You're going to get a free cannoli. If you walk in the store anytime we're open during the month of June, you say WGN at the window, and you're going to get a free cannoli as well. And that's all thanks to David Hochberg here.
Well, we want to blow this up. We want to show the sales department, right, that this is a viable time to promote local businesses, and you're the guinea pig. So I want to keep that bakery up in on Harlem, up north on Harlem.
Don't ever call an Italian a guinea.
No, I said the bakery. Oh. I didn't say the guinea. I said I want to keep the bakery loaded.
I've been called way worse.
Well, so have I. So for you know, you and I together, you know, the Jews and the Italians. Come on. I mean, I want to keep that guy and his staff filling up cannolis every single day.
I want
so you run out, so they got to come back the next day to get two cannolis.
That's it.
So you go to jpgraziano.com.
Yep. Type in WGN in the promo code box. It's the first page, right center in the middle.
Okay.
Type in WGN. You're going to see it's going to kick off a, you know, like a penny just to activate the sale, but you're getting a free cannoli.
Okay.
That's with any order that you place. And like I said, walk in the store, say WGN as well, mention David Hochberg's name, whatever you got to do. And my sister, who is pretty
in handcuffs,
who's also very, very sweet.
She's a sweetheart.
She'll give you free cannoli as well, just for saying WGN. And that's where we are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 11 to 4 p.m. You walk in any day of the month of June, and you're getting a free cannoli for mentioning WGN.
And so I can't stop there on the way home.
I mean, if you could get this guy to get you out of here a little bit early, you can't.
Well, no.
You also have one in front of you, so just grab that one.
One for my wife.
But you got to buy a sandwich. You can't just walk in there and say WGN.
Yeah, ideally, you know. If you're dying for your cannoli, I'll give you a cannoli. Right. But buy a sandwich.
With a purchase.
Absolutely.
And you also have got a special this weekend only of your Jardinera Muffuletta.
Yes, to say thanks to you again for kind of letting me be the guinea pig in this experiment here. We got Father's Day coming up. I thought it'd be a really good time to do this. So the website that I have to ship our Jardinera and Muffuletta peppers nationwide is TasteRealChicago.com. So you set that up. Go to
TasteRealChicago.com.
Thank you very much. Okay. TasteRealChicago.com. At the checkout, type in WGN, and you are going to get 20% off, and this offer is good for today and tomorrow, of our Taste Real Chicago gift box. And in there, you get four jars of peppers. You get hot jardinera, which is the most classic, mild jardinera if you don't like the heat, and then we also did muffuletta, our hot muffuletta and mild muffuletta. So you're getting four jars of peppers, 20% off the regular price, today and tomorrow at TasteRealChicago.com.
Location one more time for the best sub sandwiches in Chicago.
901 West Randolph, Chicago, Illinois. Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sorry, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then for your Jardinera Muffuletta, ship nationwide right to your door, TasteRealChicago.com.
Thanks for coming down. Every weekend, every Saturday, we're going to try a new sub, promote it, promote this promotion. And thanks for being the guinea pig, buddy.
Appreciate it as always, Mike.
And continued success. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Always good to have Jimmy in here. I love promoting local businesses, especially one that's been around for 80 years. Again, it's 901 West Randolph. It's at the it's right at the corner, southwest corner, two blocks west of the Kennedy, two blocks west of Halstead, three blocks west of the Kennedy. If you haven't been in there, you're transported back to the 40s. It's pretty cool. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We got these callers that have been on hold forever. So hang on. Let's get some of these calls before the next break. Sue and Elmer, she got a question for Sarah.
My son is not a very knowledgeable homeowner, and he had a backup in his sink, and his dishwasher has not been working for several weeks, and I just wondered if there is some kind of connection to the dishwasher not working, if the pipes are configured wrong, or what's going on with it.
Mike, it was from my, I saw a connection. I thought it said concrete. That's 3 hours of sleep. Sorry. Susan, that's for you, Mike.
Okay. Could you please explain to me just that first, like, two sentences quick, because I thought I wasn't going to be answering that, and I was reading a text I had gotten from a different customer.
Sure. My son has a sink that's leaking, but also his dishwasher has not been working for several weeks, and I just wondered if there was any relationship between the dishwasher not working and backup and flooding underneath the sink the pipe underneath.
Yeah, and yes, those are absolutely tied together. So, you know, the kitchen drain being clogged will also cause your dishwasher or his dishwasher to back up into the sink itself. And the other problem is now you've got all of that dirty, you know, food and water, etc., that's sitting in the bottom of the dishwasher. So what you need to do is have that, you know, kitchen line either rotted or cleared.
Okay.
And that should take care of both problems for you.
I got a silly question. Can you use, like, Drano down that or no?
I wouldn't go Drano.
Okay.
You know, people use Drano. They use a lot of different, you know, chemicals. All I would ask as a plumber is if you put chemicals down your sink and they don't work and you end up calling a plumbing contractor, tell them what you put down the drain before they take it apart.
Yeah.
People put acid, you know, different kinds of acid, all kinds of chemicals down these drains. And if they don't inform, we've had a guy, you know, literally had acid burns.
Yep.
Please tell them if you've dumped chemicals down there. A Drano might work. There's a couple of, I know Lou Manfredini has
a list.
What's that called, Kevin? ProFlow?
Yeah.
I think it's like ProFlow that could actually use from Ace. And you could try that, but if that doesn't work, give us a call at 847-406-8883.
Hang on, Sue, for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and thanks for calling into the show. We're going to get Victor's question out. Got to hit a break, then pick him back on the other side. Victor, you got a question for MegaPro's Jeremy.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to install a garage, a new garage, looking for a contractor. And my neighbors tell me that there are height restrictions for it.
Yes.
How high can you go? Is there a certain ratio?
Yeah. I live in unincorporated Northbrook, and I'd really like to put a lift on it because I like working on my car.
So two options with that, Victor. So one, we would have to call Northbrook, find out, hey, what's your building code? Because every single village is different.
You'd have to call Northfield Township.
Thank you. Is it Northfield? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, Dave. He's really an unincorporated Northbrook. Perfect. It's Northfield Township.
So we would call them and just find out, hey, what is your building code height? And then the other option is we might be able to dig down. Right, so if your garage is too high in order to put a lift in, which we've actually put lifts in 8-foot ceilings, there's ways to do it. They make lifts like that. We could actually dig into the concrete and dig it down. You could actually have a ramp that goes lower so we don't have to worry about the height. So there are options for you.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Victor, we got to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. Thank you for calling in with that question. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom for an update and bring it back for the last half hour of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hang tight.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Again, go to JP Graziano on 901 West Randolph. Say WGN when you go into the store and order a sandwich, and you'll get a free cannoli, which are delicious. And you could go to TasteRealChicago.com during the next 48 hours. Enter in promo code WGN and get 20% off the Jardiniere and Mufaletta care package that you could ship anywhere for Father's Day. 847, this is in response to your comment about Jeremy's hair.
Yeah.
This is 847. It's got a lot of things going on. It's two.
Nice.
They must be watching at the Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. We think Jeremy's hair looks just fine the way it is.
Nice.
He's very youthful looking and he can handle it.
Okay.
And most importantly, Jeremy is a very nice person.
Thank you.
Who do you know by the name of Marie who's sending in this text?
I don't. But thank you so much, Marie. I really appreciate it. Whatever. Thank you. And she's spot on.
I think that's a spot.
You know, I wanted to give a shout out. I had, I've been running a lot of estimates in the field. We're training salespeople, right? So that's always fun. Or estimators, as you will. And everybody really loves the show, Dave. I mean, believe it. Believe it or not. They do every now and then talk about, who's that loud guy?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, well, yeah, exactly. So I just want to give a shout out to Mary out in Grays Lake. Oh, and Dan and Marie. So I do know a Dan and Marie.
Oh,
so thank you. And I did just see them last week out in Prospect Heights. So
Jeremy,
thank you both so much.
Himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being loyal listeners. Yeah. Love the show, Dave.
That's Jeremy's burner phone is what it is. 312-981-7200. Is it hard knowing how much water to to that goes into the mix. I think you said for the traps, just put down a gallon of water.
Water will fill any trap size, really, unless it's commercial.
And one cup of
vegetable oil.
Go with the organic. Let's just say we go with organic vegetable oil.
Yep.
If you could find it, so it doesn't stink like our friend down in Tennessee who's using some type of oil, which is okay for him.
Sure.
You know, when his church blows up, they'll come looking for him. 312-981-7200. You know, the arson crew will be in here. Like, what jackass put 3-in-1 oil down the trap? Whatever.
Calling a spade a spade.
I'm just.
Sir, you're just a radio host.
I am just common sense extraordinaire. Right, Iridian? Iridian's like, when is this show over? I can't wait to do Hanson's show.
It's one.
I got a professional show coming up next. This is a train wreck. 312-981-7200. I should never work in the show again. 630. That was a crazy message, but was driving. I don't know what that is. I didn't hear the whole discussion, but after turning on water this week, I discovered after 46 years here that I have that problem leaking inside and out, and I do believe that there may be mold behind the drywall as well. So will a plumber do all this, or will I need two repair people to take care of it? I appreciate any help that I could get. Terry. So Terry's been living in his or her home, because Terry could go, you know, it's a both ways name, unisex name, I should say. Both ways you get in trouble. Unisex name, 46 years, never had a challenge. Boom, listen to the show, turns on the faucet, and here we go. Might have mold now behind it. You don't do the mold. We go to Blue Sky Restoration for that, right. But you can handle the plumbing challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, and we can actually handle the access to it also. We can open that up, make the repair, and then you would just need someone to come in and take care of the mold and repairing the drywall. But I feel bad. It sounds like I jinxed a lot of people on outside spigots today. Well, so I'm sorry to all the listeners.
That's okay.
Nice job.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
It is.
Way to go, Mike.
Come on, Mike. Nice job, and he's such a nice guy.
Well, not anymore. Yeah, he's causing all this water damage.
Yeah, vegetable oil smells bad. I mean, I'm on fire.
Right, you don't know what you're talking about. I put 3-in-1 oil. Never heard of it. And Jeremy wanted an update on my hip.
I do, yeah. So I don't remember.
I went to a trained professional. Ready for this?
A hip trained professional?
It's a muscle professional.
Okay.
My left piriformis abductors are tight, but the real locking up occurs at the TFL and obliques and quad attachments. Also, my feet are messed up. So I just want you to know.
And you're standing this whole time.
I just want you to know on 3 hours of sleep. Like Iridian had like 12 hours last night. Uh-huh. She's busting my chops at the brakes on time. I drove home from the Taylor Swift concert, passed a bunch of Swifters all over the place, walking around barefoot, you know, because they couldn't.
Because why not? Because they're feeling free.
Because their cowboy boots were hurting their feet during the concert.
They're feeling free.
And they're walking around the city without shoes on, these idiots.
That's not smart.
Not smart. Yeah. So I just want to let you know, on 3 hours of sleep, I'm downing 4 Advils every half hour.
That state, like, are you in pain? Is your buttocks okay?
My buttocks is on fire, right? But I'm a professional.
So maybe you need a buttocks massage.
You couldn't tell how much pain I'm in.
No, you look chill.
Because of the unbelievable chill job I'm doing.
That's amazing.
On 3 hours of sleep. And that Italian sub from Jimmy.
You're incredible.
JP Grosso.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you.
Thank you.
John Williams would be at home.
Oh, what?
Wendy.
Hands down.
Wendy Snyder would be filling in.
John Hansen would be the only one that maybe.
Hansen's the only one that would power through.
He is.
Iridian, probably take a 12.
Oh, forget it. Exactly. Forget about it.
312-981-7200. I'm going to really screw her up.
Yep.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
We're going to take an early break.
What?
So we're going to have. Nice. I told her we're not going to hit the break on time.
Her brain's exploding.
She doesn't even know. She's like, John Williams.
I can't wait to get off this radio show.
Like, John Hansen, let's get legal, coming up in 17 minutes. Thank God. 312-981-7200. Thank God John's back from vacation.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear about his trip to Alaska. 312-981-7200. He's got a real radio show coming up next after this. Whatever we do is over at the top of the hour. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Cynthia out in Wadsworth's question about a leaky hose. Sounds like we might need to get a urologist on as well. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a WGN call, text, and photo line. We're here for another 12 minutes. Tracy Kahn's last show. Should have got a cake.
Yeah.
Well, like those cannolis were even better.
Tracy should have brought a cake in, or we should have had
a... No, he should have brought a cake
in. Tracy, why didn't you bring a cake in?
We don't want to
bring it next week.
We don't want to get the wrong type of cake, especially if somebody's leaving.
Yeah, good point. All right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're leaving, it's a new rule. If you're leaving someplace...
Bring a cake.
You should bring your last cake.
Nice.
So then you know that you'll enjoy the cake, which is your last cake at the company.
Valid point.
And then submit a receipt to have the company reimbursed.
Fantastic. Yeah, brilliant.
Instead of relying on somebody else at the company. See, look at all these life lessons.
Yeah, you're magnificent.
You're welcome, Tracy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to have been schooled.
Yeah, no problem. Harvey, Cynthia in Wadsworth, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Leaky
Thanks
hose.
For taking my call. No and problem. You, Lou, and you two keep me entertained on Saturday. I'm amazed.
Thank you. So
anyway, my problem is the outdoor silcock. When I put the hose on and I screw it on, I always get a bath. What do I do in order to seal that so that it goes through the hose and not on me?
Okay. Cynthia, is it leaking where you're actually connecting the hose to the faucet off the side of the house, or is it leaking on a round disc that's behind the handle of the valve to turn on and off?
Right.
What's that?
Where I attach the hose when I screw that on.
Yeah, you need a new washer.
Water leak or squirts.
Yeah, you would need a new washer for the hose or replace the hose. It's nothing wrong with the actual spigot itself.
I assumed it was something wrong with.
Well, unless somebody
my strength or something.
Yeah, maybe the threads are bad on it. I mean,
well, the last hose I bought didn't have the washer inside it. So maybe she needs to put a washer in the hose. Yeah.
Well, you could take a look. Maybe you bought a hose that doesn't have a washer in it.
Do you know what a washer is?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Well, but certainly. Of course, Dave.
And a dryer, too.
Dave, do you know what a washer is?
No.
Okay, I didn't think. Yeah. It's not your fault, Cynthia. Dave doesn't have any idea what a washer is. Most people do.
She's trying to be helpful. I mean,
well, bless his heart. He just needs another woman in his life.
Yeah, I got three. I got four.
Yeah.
I got four.
Bless his heart.
I almost forgot one of them.
Heart.
I've got four.
I lost my prince, so I'm kind of on my own.
Sorry to hear that.
I had this issue. Thank you. Darn old COVID. Anyway, that was my issue, and I thought perhaps I could get help.
Yeah, so it sounds like try the washer, and worst case, maybe a new hose, different one. Maybe
or get somebody to try to tighten that on a little tighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, or send us a picture of the hose and the actual faucet on the side of the house, and we can try and help you. Just text that to 847-406-8883.
You got that, Cynthia?
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much.
And when you go for help, take David with you.
Yeah, yeah. And when I need any washer questions answered, I'll call you out in Wadsworth, smart girl. All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, quick, we got a faucet question from Joan in Oak Forest. Hey, Joan.
Hi. Sometimes when I turn on the faucet in my one bathroom in the sink, I get a funny smell. And then that toilet in that same room, under the rim, gets dirt, and I clean it all the time. And all of a sudden, that dirt is there, and it's right under the rim. What would that be caused from?
When you say the rim of the toilet, do you mean where the toilet meets the floor?
No. The inside rim where the water...
Oh, okay, I understand what you mean now, where all the holes where the water comes out into the bowl.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's just debris and sediment in your water. And
I have a question.
Ahead,
so are you on a well and septic by chance, or city water?
No, I have city water.
Huh. Yeah, you could have galvanized pipes instead of copper. And if you've got galvanized pipes, you would have... It almost would look rusty. You know, a lot of sediment from galvanized pipes can cause what you're describing.
Okay. And what about the smell in the sink?
The smell in the sink is a little bit different. Is it the hot side or the cold side? Because if it's the hot side, I think it can answer your question.
Yeah, it would be the hot water heater.
Okay. Yeah, it would be the anode rod in the hot water heater could be your problem if you just smell it on the hot side.
No, I don't. When I turn it on, it's usually on the cold side.
Okay. Is this a faucet you use regularly?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, maybe the water going into the drain, there's something in the trap that might smell, and when the water hits it, it's going to push that up into your face. That's all I can come up with on that.
I'd find a new sink to do whatever you're doing.
Yeah, or just put some, a chemical, you know, like a...
What do you recommend?
I'm trying to think of
like
a
whole purpose cleaner.
Yeah, just an all purpose cleaner. Anything that smells good, even, you know, no pulp, orange juice, you know, lemon.
Febreze.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Febreze.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, or even Pine Sol or something.
No.
Yeah, Simply Green. That's the one I was actually thinking of.
There you go. I read mine.
There you go. Thank you for that.
All right, Joan.
All right. Love your show.
Well, love you and love appreciate you listening. We have two smart women calling in at the end of the show.
Fantastic.
I have no idea what these women are talking about, but I'm glad they do, and I'm glad we're able to help them. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. You want to end the show here with the nugget of knowledge, Miss Sarah Andreas?
Yes. So our team at Andreas & Sons is very well equipped to get your permit. Do not work with any contractor on any part of your home, this is my personal opinion, that is not going to get the permit for you. We are licensed, bonded, and insured, and that's very important to protect you as a homeowner. So if you're looking at your public sidewalk squares, your driveway apron, your curb, even your driveway, any of those things, we can assist with that permit, and we are more than available to service you sometime this summer. And then I have a little personal shout out. I wanted to give a shout out to my fiance. He just finished his first year of college, and he made the honor roll.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's wow. Huge, right?
That is pretty
That's
cool.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah. Does he get anything special tonight when he gets home?
No. My dad is like literally right there.
That doesn't mean anything.
Just,
you
like,
could have made him. Yeah. What are you?
Floor cleaning
just because your head went that way.
So. It's there. I'm already
disgusting.
There. I'm
like,
still
what,
there.
Where are you? I was like, maybe a nice dinner.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about a card?
A card?
A card? Good
sure.
job.
Yeah. Back rub.
I'm going to bring him a cannoli.
Cannoli. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Byron, what type of daughter are you raising?
Yeah. Come on.
My God, let's take after our mother. 312-981-720, because I know that didn't come from your father.
That's right. And you can give us a call at 708-863-5735. Find us on the web at andreasconstruction.com. And it was just a pleasure to be with you all today.
She pivoted quick off of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you see well that? Done. Phone number one more time.
708-863-5735. Or find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
Mike, leave us with a nugget of knowledge, buddy.
Yeah, I would just like to say congratulations to Jay Christian, and I hope you and Trevor and all your buddies have a great time at your bachelor party this weekend in La Crosse. And I just want to thank all the listeners and the business we've received from the show. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 847-406-8883 or WGN.com.
And the product that Lou recommended earlier was InstaFlow.
Correct.
Right, which was my bowling team when I was in the name of my bowling team.
It was your nickname in high school.
Well, I got other nicknames. Leave it alone. All right. We're not to you yet. We're going to Tracy. We're giving him a lane here.
Yep.
You got to make it look good because he didn't bring a cake in for himself.
The penicillin fixed the InstaFlow.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering.
Then it was painful flow.
Oh, sure. Painful flow. Then it was InstaFlow. Sure.
It's been a pleasure getting to meet you, getting to know you, having you on, sharing your extensive 40 plus years of knowledge on the show with our listeners. We wish you success in your retirement. Thank you for referring your kids over to me and letting me refinance your home in Wisconsin, and all your friends and family, coworkers and neighbors that you've referred over the years, which I'm sure will continue. And,
absolutely.
You know, this is a so long, not a goodbye, obviously. And we wish you nothing but the best. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to thank all of our customers, 49 years of customers and 42 years of me personally being there. I met many of them myself. And obviously, it made my job much easier. There were some really great people. And I just want you to all know you're in good hands still with Hawk Auto. Mark and his team will take good care of everybody. And thank you to all the listeners who've put up with me over the last 4 or 5 years, however long it's been, and enjoyed every minute of it. Right. Can't wait to be back.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Yes,
MegaPros,
thank you.
Jeremy MegaPros.
847-658-8989.
Turn the lights off, too, would you please?
Good cover.
Yes.
No, congratulations.
That is the coolest.
That
way to go.
And you're still young enough to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Which is important.
They
Jeremy?
Say rewire instead of retire. So think of it that way. Rewire. Because you're rewiring yourself.
Thank God you stopped yourself there because you weren't good.
I get it.
You
I'm
went
just
off.
Saying,
that tongue got ahead of you there.
It usually does. Zing.
What do you want to leave us with?
Yeah, everybody's been thanking our listeners, and quite honestly, after this last week or last 2 weeks, everyone that I've seen or talked to, they said, love the show, right? So it's been a blessing. It's been fun. It's engaging. It's informative. And if you have any questions, call, text, email us at
847-658-8989.
Or this one, your dad.
Megapros.com.
Visit right. our website. So we're here to help.
All right. And don't forget about the J.P. Graziano free cannoli when you go to jpgraziano.com or to order online, or when you go in the store at 901 West Randolph. And what was that taste?
Taste Real Chicago or Taste Real Chicago?
TasteRealChicago.com. Enter in promo code WGN. Get 20% off of Jarner.
And it's a four-pack.
It's a four-pack. Well, he's got the mild and the spicy.
Yeah, and the muffaletta and the muffaletta.
Well, it's two muffalettas, two Jarner.
Fantastic.
You got the mild and the spicy Jarner, and the spicy and the mild muffaletta. And I've had all four, and they're delicious.
Yeah.
And support locally owned businesses, especially a business that's been in business for over 80 years.
Yeah.
Great. And go, if you got time, stop into a shop, 901 West Randolph in Chicago. 312, no, that's my number. Call me if you got any questions about mortgages. I got to get a nap in me.
Yeah,
everybody, thanks for listening. We love our listeners. We appreciate you spending your Saturday with us. We're going to go spend time with our families. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. If you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com. Have a great week, everybody. John Hanson, Let's Get Legal, coming up next.